Welcome to watch the video, QPCTL, Mediated Pyroglutamylation Regulates CD47 Function. CD47 is a 5-time transmembrane protein expressed on various types of cells, including tumor cells and red blood cells. Macrophages, phagocyte pathogens, cellular debris, and dead cells also function in antigen presentation and production of cytokines. Single regulatory protein, SIRP-alpha, is expressed on the surface of macrophages and is responsible for the regulation of receptor tyrosine kinase-associated signaling pathways. The binding of CD47 with SIRP-alpha triggers a don't-eat-me signal. Elevated expression of CD47 in tumor cells can prevent phagocytosis by macrophages. Blocking CD47 by antibody or knocking out CD47 prompts the phagocytosis of tumor cells by macrophages. Targeting CD47 has become a novel immunotherapy, but at the same time, the red blood cells will also be removed, and thus, anemia and platelet aggregation happened. So, how do you clear tumor cells by targeting CD47 without damaging red blood cells? Are there any key regulators of CD47 expression? Recently, it has been found that QPCTL is a key regulator of CD47 SIRP-alpha axis. It catalyzes the pyroglutamylation of CD47 and contributes to the binding between CD47 and SIRP-alpha. And by co-culture of tumor cells and macrophages, we also found that QPCTL inhibits the phagocytosis of tumor cells by macrophages. The most exciting point is that QPCTL is located in the Golgi complex inside the cell, and there is no Golgi complex in red blood cells. Therefore, targeting QPCTL can block the CD47 SIRP-alpha axis without affecting red blood cells. Even many QPCTL inhibitors have been designed and synthesized. Only one inhibitor, PQ912, is in clinical phase 2 trial for curing Alzheimer's disease now. Regarding the application of QPCTL inhibitor in cancer treatment, In Silico Medicine achieves the first major milestone with the nomination of preclinical candidate ISM-004-1057-D in collaboration with Fosun Pharma. This small molecule exhibits high efficacy in hematologic malignancies and solid tumors, also exhibits good safety and pharmacokinetics. Targeting QPCTL probably comes up with the goods in the near future.